I got four things I wanted to tell you real quick. I'm not lying either. Okay, here we go. Here's the first thing. You know what I read about? I read, you know, because I really got out of shape during COVID, and so the Lord's been dealing with me about getting more exercise and getting in shape. And there's four kinds of exercise. All right, the first kind is strength training. Everybody say strength.
Strength.
All right, so the first thing that God wants to give us in the spirit is strength. How many of you know the scripture, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might? So God can give us strength. So when you're doing exercise, remember that as well, but spiritually God gives us strength. The other kind of exercise that you need to do is what they call endurance training, which means it's not so much how much weight you're moving, it's how long you can carry it. And that does a whole different thing. People call that cardio workouts. They have different names for it. Okay. Have you know that God gives us the ability to have endurance? Amen? Paul says, run the race, and he says, I'm going to finish that race. And some races are endurance races. Amen? All right, the next one is balance. This is the one I always forget. But what they did when I were doing my therapy, they would give me one of those balls that are cut in half with a plank on it. You ever seen those? And you have to stand on it, and you have to balance yourself. Anybody do that? Raise their hand. Have anybody tried that before? It's wild. It's wild. The big balls are easier than the little ones. But you got to stand there, and you got to stand on half of a ball, and you have to not fall down. You got to be balanced. But here's what creates balance. Core strength. Everybody say core strength. That means it's strength on the inside that enables you to be balanced on the outside. So God, may God give us core strength so that we can be a balanced Christian. And not be flopping to one extreme or to another extreme. God wants us to be strong on the inside so we can be balanced on the outside. Amen? This is my super fast message. Last but not least, flexibility. And you know what? That is the hardest kind for me to do. I'm just being honest. Because when I got out of strength during COVID, I lost flexibility in ways that I never experienced before. I used to be a pretty flexible guy, and I used to be able to almost do splits almost all the time. It was never hard for me to do that, but that kind of flexibility is so important because it strengthens you. If your muscle is tight and not flexible, it's not very useful, is it? You can't hardly use it because it's all clenched up. And you know what? Anxiety is a manifestation of inflexibility. So the Lord wants us to walk and just be flexible. If something happens that throws us off and we get out of balance, or we're like, Lord, I can't stretch in that direction. You mean you want me to lift up my hands in worship? You mean you want me to run? Wait a minute. I've never done that in church. You see what I'm saying? Flexible means that you can do something that is unexpected or beyond what you think your capacity is to do. Thank you for helping me, Yvonne. See, you're a prophet, girl. You thought of it. Amen? So, can we stand to our feet in the Lord's presence this morning as we are able? And let's give the Lord glory for the strength that he has given us. Amen. Lord, we celebrate your strength. Lord, we honor you for everything that you're doing. And Lord God, we know that you provide all kinds of strength for the race because we want to run it and we want to win it by the grace of Jesus. Let's give the Lord a praise. Pastor Ryan's leading us today. Thank you, Lord. We give you honor, Lord. Amen. I had prepared, I like to hear from the Lord and prepare the message before the service, and I had that message prepared, but when you hang out with God, stuff happens. How many of you say stuff happens when you hang out with God? And it's good stuff. It's all good. So I'm in the prayer room, and God gives me a download of a message that I shared right at the very beginning. God just gave me that download. He just said, here's the application I want to do in your life with those four kinds of exercise. So that's my message today. Can you? I'll repeat it right now. Sure, I'll repeat it right now. The first one is strength. God wants to make us strong. That means literally being able to lift things that we couldn't lift before. Can everybody say amen to that? Amen? And that is important. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's going to make you stronger to face something that's stronger than you. All right? And the second thing is endurance. It's not also how strong you can move something, right? But it's how much you can do it for. So it's not so much of how much you can lift, but how long you can lift it or work it. God wants to give us endurance. That means what you got, you're going to carry it all the way to the finish line. Can somebody say amen to that? Whether it's a sprint or a long race, you're going to carry it all the way to the finish line. You ain't getting out of the race before the end of the race. Come on now. Say to your neighbor, you ain't getting out of this race until the end of the race. Come on, say it. Exhort them. That's right. You're not getting out of this race until the end. Sorry. Ain't going to happen. That's the second thing. The third thing is what? Balance. Balance. Core strength. That means that you can balance and not get pushed over. We ain't going to be a pushover. Turn to your neighbor and say, I ain't going to be a pushover for the devil. Come on. That's right. I'm not going to stumble. I'll give you a second. Right when we finish, okay? Okay. All right. This is about balance. Hurry up. Stand up real quick. Run up here quick. Run quick, quick, quick. Come on. You got strength. Come on, girl. Come on. Run over here. Quick, quick. All right. Here we go. Balance.
What I saw when we were praying, you know, up here, I saw what you had said earlier, that board and the ball underneath it.
Yeah.
And the board, I got excited. I should have shared it then, but oh well. It said Jesus. The board had Jesus wrote across it. And the ball was the Holy Spirit underneath it. And then we're standing on it, trying to balance out the Lord. Amen.
Amen. That's a good word right there. Amen. All right, and the last but not least is flexibility. Thank you. Amen. God is good. Flexibility. God wants us to be able to stretch and to be flexible enough. And that's what I'm working on. I'm working on the flexibility, especially in my, well, I'm going to be specific, my right leg. All of a sudden, stop being flexible. I was like, what happened to me? This all happened a couple years ago during COVID. I lost my strength. I lost my flexibility. And I lost, because of that, I lost my core strength. And God wants us to be flexible and just do what he wants and go where he wants to. Amen. So that's my message, guys. I feel like that's the Lord, because the Lord gave it to me. It's like I'm sitting in the prayer meeting. Y'all just bring, presence of God just comes in that prayer meeting before the service. And so when he comes, if he delivers me a message, I'm not going to say no. So anyway, I just feel like the Lord had his way today, and thank you for just going with the flow. People, just respond. I hope the words were encouraging and strengthening to you. Okay, well, we can be dismissed in his presence. Amen. Go with the Lord. Go with God.